Horse racing is a rough trade. There are plenty of sad endings for horses who get injured or grow too old or too slow for the track. Thanks to a man named Joel Brenneman, a more pastoral life awaits some standard bred. Joel is a member of the Old Order Amish community, and he buys end-of-career racing horses and sells them to the Amish as buggy pullers. Freelance writer Andrew Jenner accompanied Brenneman to the Meadows racetrack outside of Pittsburgh and wrote about the experience for Modern Farmer. Andrew, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
I guess it would be pretty easy to pick Joel Brenneman out of the crowd at the Meadows. What does he look like?
He has what you'd probably picture when you think of an Amish guy. He wears a straw hat. He has suspenders, a dark blue shirt. He has a large beard with no mustache, just plain pants. Just looks like your stereotypical young Amish man. He just got into this because he's always had a love for horses. He broke his first foal when he was a teenager. He first made a visit to the track when he was 18, he said, and he was so excited that he was shaking.
What is his interaction with this crowd like?
It's very friendly and personable. He knows nearly everybody there. There's what is called the backstretch. That's where all the horses are kept. That's where the trainers and the racers, the blacksmiths and the vets, the officials hang out. It's rough in one sense. I mean, it's tough physical work. I mean, kind of a blue-collar setting. One of the things that Joel specifically mentioned was he calls it, quote, filthy language that people use, that they certainly use a lot, that he's uncomfortable with. But in terms of maybe imagining it as being like a very seedy, seamy sort of place where there's gambling and all sorts of stuff like that going on, I didn't really see that. The gambling occurs on the public side of the track where people come to watch. When he started getting into it more full time, I think it was something that he thought carefully about, mainly about whether him spending so much time at the racetrack and among people who have different beliefs and lifestyles than him, whether that would just sort of start to rub off or influence him. I think he discussed it with his community, with some of the leaders in his church as well. And with their blessing, he's gone ahead and become a little more involved.
Does he actually watch the races, or is it just all about the sale for him?
Yeah, he does watch the races. His buying happens more on what are called qualifying heats, and that's what I was there with him for. Those happen usually in the mornings, and that's not when the stands would be full of people watching and betting on the horses. To race in the official races, a horse has to qualify first. And that's often when, you know, people will make a decision about whether they want to keep or sell a horse. If it doesn't qualify, then that's often when they'll approach Joel to see if he would be interested in buying it. So when I was with him, he spent probably at least 2 or 3 hours right down at the track watching all the qualifying heats, and a couple sales happened right there.
So we should establish here, these aren't thoroughbred racers. These are standard bred. These are the horses that pull those little, I guess they call them joggy carts, bugging-like things around the racetrack.
Yeah, that's right. These aren't the same breed that you see in the Kentucky Derby.
So how does Brenneman pick horses? What is he looking for?
Well, he told me that the ideal buggy horse is a gelding that is about 4 to 6 years old. They're into the appearance of their horses as well. So Joel told me that he wants a horse with classic good looks. And I think that just has to do with kind of a proud looking black beauty style horse that just looks like it's really healthy and strong.
Now, what would happen to these horses if they weren't sold as buggy horses? What is the worst case scenario?
I think in a lot of people's minds at the racetrack, the worst case scenario would be that these horses end up being sold for what's called the kill market or the slaughter market, where they would be slaughtered and used for meat. Among the people in the racing stables, the aversion to selling to the kill market is so strong that he feels like if he ever did that, or if people even suspected him of doing that, he would never be able to buy another horse at the track.
So horse trainers and handlers can feel good about selling to Joel. But what happens to an Amish buggy horse when it's ready for retirement, to be put out to pasture, so to speak? Does it end up at the slaughterhouse?
I'm sure that happens in some cases. I'm sure that in some cases they are just put out to pasture where it's relatively inexpensive to keep them around. I think sometimes people may just put them to sleep. Since 2007, there has been no U.S. slaughterhouse that processes horses because it's a very controversial topic in the United States. I believe right now any horses that are sold to the kill market go to slaughterhouses in Canada or Mexico, and it's expensive to get them there. So there is actually, in the past couple of years, there's been reduced economic incentive to sell a horse to the kill market because buyers who would be taking the horse to the slaughterhouse are going to be paying a whole lot more to ship them there.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Andrew Jenner is a freelance journalist. His article about Joel Brenneman is at wordofmouthradio.org. There's more Word of Mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.